Thanks to Chris, because you're actually, he's Carrie's husband, and he does a lot of the schlepping. In fact, tonight, when we realized we didn't have napkins and cups, he ran to Target for us. So he should, you should be getting one of these prizes. Chris is reading Fear of Flying.
And first, maybe before you start the clock, I want to thank everyone here for the cards and the wishes when I was injured last month and couldn't attend. Very nice, and it really felt good. Fear of flying. At the highest point of my shakedown loop, swooping hawks, ravens, and spiraling vultures mount high-rising thermals or hang on swelling updrafts that this mountain slope creates, a languid onshore breeze becoming their vertical playground. I always wondered how it would feel to rise above trees and rooftops. The closest I had imagined might be the exhilaration of riding a speeding bicycle. Aging's aches and limitations fall away. Air rushes deep into the lungs. The heart rejoices with aerobic glee. A silent squeal of resonant childhood joy lifts mind and soul to soar above the earth. Excuse me. Today I ride to get back into a rhythm of exercise and discipline. I long to feel that hard-won accomplishment climbing the mountain roads. First, to win the classic morning battle of will versus inertia, a seed of laziness, a wisp of fear, a drop of guilt, and a hint of doubt joust inside me. Until finally, rolling forward, I pull my legs off the ground. Two lithe wheels take command. It is liftoff. There comes clarity of purpose, distance. Hills and cadence are now the actors driving me forward, upward. My 2 mile shakedown loop allows me to make any adjustments before riding on. Today, halfway around the loop, brakes rubbing, I dismount to adjust the rear wheel clamp and almost notice a spider's web thread of fear that blows past my mind. I must sense it and I recheck hubs, then relegate this strand of fear into my toolbox of practical caution. A long and curvy descent speeds me to an oak-lined straightaway a half mile before reaching the base of my climb. There's no traffic in sight. It is the first cool day in months. This head-on flow of refreshing air will soon be at my back, pushing me up the grade, my own vertical playground. Suddenly, exhilarated, I stand on the pedals to deliver maximum power to the wheels that will carry my downhill momentum into the flat ahead of me. This is where I see and feel myself fly. My mind extends me beyond and up. I envision myself riding aloft several feet above the road. I am flying. As I fly forward and up, I notice I am also living a parallel episode in which I swerve into a sidelong slide and fall towards the road. This could be it, I think. It is happening. At once, both flying and falling, I slam shoulder first into hard asphalt and skid on my helmet, pushing oak leaves and sticks before me into a crumpled pile of pain on the side of the road. I hear footsteps approach. A worried voice gently asks, "Sir, do you need an ambulance?" I think I may still be alive.